Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's market news summary. Could the cattle futures do it for 2 days in a row? Well, quite. It was a mixed day. As you look at the end of the day, the livestock complex saw some strength, but it was the live cattle market that ended their day lower. Of course, no cash cattle trade has developed quite yet, and we're likely going to be waiting until Thursday and Friday to see where those bids are going to come in at. Feedlots are looking to the board with their strength they've noticed there lately, and packers are trying to come up with some money as the box beef prices continue to remain a little bit depressed. For the futures on the livestock complex today, we saw the May feeders adding another 87 cents at 246.05. August feeders up nearly a dollar at 259.05. As mentioned, old live cattle trickling a little bit lower with a June contract off 90 cents at 177.15. August down 90 as well, right at 175.50. When you talk about some of the local auctions, it's been a good time for the spring production sales as they're starting to get towards the end of their run. Loining Ranch over the weekend sold their 46 yearling bulls with an average price just over $5,800, while the Grand Angus also had their 105 yearling bulls average right at $5,200. Well, we need to take a break, but we're going to see if the wheat markets could hold on to their big gains they felt yesterday.
Sometimes when you're out camping or just cruising the backwoods, it doesn't take too long to go from, wow, look at that, to, whoa, what was that? That's when a Ford F-150 truck becomes the key to survival. With the towing and payload capacity to haul out everything you brought into the wild, the outdoors can be unforgiving. But a Ford F-150 is the best companion you've got. Get a great deal on an F-150 today, only at your local Ford dealer.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an agro-liquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Holding on to their double-digit gains for a second day in a row were the winter wheat complex, while the spring wheat complex rode along for the ride as cold and wet weather in Europe, plus dry conditions in eastern Ukraine and southwestern Russia, has given the wheat prices a little bit of a lift. Checking out where the actual futures finished, we saw the KC winter wheat in the May contract up 11 cents today, right at 6.09. July KC winter wheat up 12 as well, right at 6.14 and a quarter. A double-digit gain for the Minneapolis spring wheat with a nearby May contract sitting at 6.66 and a half. July spring wheat up 9 and a half at 672 and a quarter. For the row crops, we saw the corn futures coming up for a second day in a row as they too are helped out by outside weather concerns in other countries, with the May corn up 3 and a quarter on the board today at 443, July corn up nearly 3, right at 452 and a half. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Mendy Schwab.